transactions. A transaction in TA terms is composed of a stimulus and a response. You say to your boss, "Hi, how are you?" And she replies, "Fine, thanks." Stimulus, response. You just had a transaction. Basically, there are three kinds of transactions: complementary, crossed, and ulterior. The first is complementary, when the lines of communication between two people are parallel. I talk from my adult to yours, and you respond from your adult to mine. Complementary. For example, here's a conversation between Jim and his wife, Jean, in which both parties remain in their adult ego state for a mature conversation about a seemingly unimportant subject, the time.
What time is it, Jean?
It's 20 minutes after 7, Jim.
I suppose it's time we got going, if we don't want to be late.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'll be ready in just 2 minutes, okay?
Communication will go smoothly as long as the transactions stay complementary. A transaction can also be complementary when one person's critical parent addresses another person's child, and then that person responds from his child back to the first person's parent. Complementary. The lines of communication are still parallel. But there's another kind of transaction called the cross-transaction, which is when the lines of communication are crossed. When I make a judgmental statement for my critical parent that's directed at your child, then your response back to me comes not from your hurt, bruised, adapted child, but instead from your critical parent in anger directed at my child. Our transaction is crossed. Every time a transaction is crossed, communication is disrupted.
All right, now look, we got critical parent up here, remember? And we got the little guy down here. So I say to my wife, straight information, "Sweetheart, where are my cufflinks?" She said, "You put your cufflinks away, you know where they are." Her critical parent went after my little person. That's how that arrow works, right? Here's her critical parent. Here's my little person. Now, my little person can do one of two things. Or glump. I'm not going to do that, Emma. I'm going to go and get my critical parent. That's the rule. And now I'm going to go after her little problem anyway. Now, what'll happen is that the two parents will start fighting while the two little kids are hiding behind a bed trying to figure out who's going to win. So you say, "Well, that's easy. Then all I got to do is make sure that when I say, 'Hey, honey, where are my cufflinks?' and she's, 'You put your cufflinks so we know where they are,' I go get my nurturing parent. And I try to put a Band-Aid on her little person. But you know why that's a problem? Because while that's happening, what's my old man saying to me? 'You gonna get away with that?'" All right, so it ain't easy. Yeah, a customer's going to come to you and start ripping you up, and your little person is going to want to react and tear him up and say, "Okay, you want to arm wrestle?" And you'll say, "Well, Sandler told me to do this, but your mother says go get him." Can't do that. There's no place for critical parent. When someone's little person's in trouble, they need a Band-Aid. Band-Aids come from nurturing parent. So when you see your customer in trouble, for those of you who brought that up earlier this morning, instead of getting angry or defensive, you just go and nurture this guy. All right, so there's two things that are happening now. First of all, I told you to leave your mother in the car. Remember? Now what I want you to do for a while is leave your little person in the car. There's no place for the little person in a sales presentation. He's going to get killed. Because every time the customer starts to lean on you, he goes up and gets his critical parent. Remember the aggressive guy? You asked me about this? Leave him in the car. There's two things you can take to a sales presentation: your adult and your nurturing parent. That's the two parts of you go inside. The little guy and your mother stay in a car.
The ulterior transaction. The third kind of transaction is called ulterior, when people say one thing on the surface but really mean another. Ulterior transactions are transactions which have hidden messages in them and cause disruptions in communications. They are covert and unstraight. In TA language, they're frequently referred to as a con or a con game. Here's an example of an ulterior transaction. The prospect says, "Mike, thanks for putting together and reviewing your proposal. I must say it was very thorough and well organized. You addressed many of our concerns, but you didn't adequately address what we believe to be the central issue of the ability to guarantee just-in-time delivery of materials to our outlying facilities. I'm afraid we're going to have to say no at this time." The salesperson replies, Mr. Thompson, I respect your decision. Obviously, someone with your background, knowledge, and industry experience knows what you're looking for in order to make this kind of decision. I appreciate you giving me the time to come in and review my proposal with you. I'll have to admit, I'm disappointed. I was really looking forward to doing business with your company. I never expected that you wouldn't recognize the true value of our proposal. The prospect, coming from his adult, directs his comments to the salesperson's adult. Overtly, the salesperson's response is directed to the prospect's adult. But covertly, and at the last moment, it attacks the prospect's child. Eric Byrne's book, Games People Play, is devoted to a whole series of ulterior transactions or games. Remember the rule, sales is a Broadway play produced by a psychiatrist? Well, the psychiatrist is your adult ego state. So before you allow a prospect or customer to hook your child, allow your adult to kick in, to filter, to keep control, and to regulate so that you can keep control. Here's a role play where the prospect's being unstraight with the salesperson, only the salesperson doesn't recognize it at first. Has this ever happened to you?
Can I give you an example of past experience and go through that?
You want to?
I'd like to.
Do it.
I had an account which was a great potential allowance to get into the business. When my manager decided that he dragged me with himself into through things, and as I look back in retrospect, it kind of stopped there, and he had won the battle. Now, something else should have happened.
Even the boss was convinced. You know, you're right. It ain't worth it. The reason I said how long ago, because I was really thought you were going to tell me this great story about, you know, how we put this list out, and then he did this and the other, and we got the order. All right, I'll show you. I'll show you what should have happened. Yeah, I promise. Okay. You were close, boy. Woo, were you close?
Adult attacking my child, and...
Were you upset?
Well, quite frankly, this is strange. I felt very flattered that he started off by saying, this is a good sale.
God, he had you.
You got a group, you got to watch, they're good at it. Those buyers go to buyer school, and they are so sharp that they say, hey, look, manager, now I'm going to get ready to rip you up, but I got to tell you something first. This guy is just beautiful. Now let me rip you up. He sat back for the whole hour. All you... he got you, and they are so good at it. They're good at it asleep. I mean, they've had a lot of experience. They've worked against a lot of salespeople. But the minute you move back, your little person moved in and your adult was out of the ball game. You see how it happened?
Yeah, well, I sure do. So what?
I'm going to show you. Filter. What I'd like you to say next time is like your adult to say, uh-oh, he's getting ready to do something to me, and get ready to watch for it. Yeah. The minute a guy says, hey, look, let me tell you something. First of all, sir, I really think you're great. And not only that, but you're probably the greatest salesman ever called on me. And not only that, but the prices are, don't you know something's getting ready to happen? He's conditioning you. It's the same thing you're going to do with a customer. You're going to condition the customer. You just can never be that loose. That was the thing I was getting to when I talked about loving, you know, and not in the Hollywood sense. But the minute you start relaxing like he did in that situation, he's getting ready to get killed. Are you okay, group? All right.
Your increased self-awareness in transactions can aid in dealing more effectively with other people. You should be aware of your feelings of not okayness from your child, its vulnerability, fears, and doubts. This sensitivity will allow you to get on with the transaction without being hooked by critical parent statements. You should recognize the parent in the other person. The rule is, the more critical parent an individual shows you, the more not okayness they are protecting. This sensitivity will help you to keep him on an adult basis with you. Now, how do you apply what you've just learned to interactions with clients and prospects? Well, if you sense that the other person has just said something to you, even indirectly, where it just doesn't sit right with you, well, really, your adult who's in charge of monitoring and filtering, then trust your guts. Your gut is telling you something here, and it's right 95% of the time. Instead of responding quickly, getting hooked from your critical parent, or maybe even from your child, wait a few seconds. Let your adult kick in and reply with, George, I get the feeling that blank. Is that a fair statement? See, this way you're attempting to disrupt the game before it begins. Only your adult can pull this off. And it may involve you talking to George from your nurturing parent, as long as your adult is calling the shots. I know that sounds like a mouthful, so to remember what to do, just remember the Sandler rule. If you feel it, say it, gently. This will end most games before they start.